From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Don't say we didn't warn you. Remember on this show on Friday when we talked about how the rising price of oil is affecting a lot of companies that make petrochemical products? We heard then from Dow Chemical CEO Andrew Liveris, and he said that unless oil prices come down, he'd have to pass on the costs to consumers. Sure enough, today Dow announced its second huge price jump in less than a month. This time, it's a 25% jump across the board. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, this might not have been a surprise, but what does it mean when the world's largest chemical product company raises prices by such a big amount?
Well, Alex, Dow Chemical is basically the first stop for crude oil and natural gas before it's transformed into the thousands of products that line the shelves of, say, your local Walmart. Everything from paint ingredients to plastic packaging to insecticides. And with oil prices up 44% so far this year, natural gas prices up 75%. It's easy to single out the reason for Dow's price increases. But the effect, Alex, is another story. I talked to economist Chris Lowe with FTN Financial in New York, and he says Dow Chemical is so huge and its products so widespread that any increase in its prices is sure to have ripple effects across the entire economy.
When Dow raises prices across the board by such a large amount, it's going to affect every company that makes products in just about every sector that you can think of.
Now, that means significantly higher input costs for those companies at a time when consumers are reining in spending, not the best combo.
So, Sam, how exactly is this going to play out? How is it going to affect consumers?
Well, the companies, of course, would like to pass those cost increases on to consumers. But that would be a double-edged sword. You just look at the conundrum facing General Motors. It uses Dow Chemical products in nearly every part that goes into its cars and trucks, but plummeting demand has forced it to offer deep discounts to get rid of all those unsold cars, especially the gas-guzzling SUVs. Yesterday, GM, of course, announced another set of aggressive incentives. It also said prices would jump about 3.5% next year. That's obviously not enough to offset the rising costs of materials. And this goes across the board. You just look at the huge gap between what consumers pay and the cost of all the things that go into those products. Commodities are up 20 to 30% year to date, while consumer prices are up only 4%. Now, somebody's eating that cost, and it's not consumers, at least for now.
Sam, today the Federal Reserve meeting begins in Washington. How might today's news affect the Fed's decision on interest rates?
Well, the risk here is inflation, of course, and you can bet that's the primary concern for the Fed this week. It's pretty much written off any further cuts in interest rates for that reason exactly. The Fed is basically counting on a recession now that would ease consumer demand for all of those commodities and hopefully kill inflation before it hits consumers in the pocketbooks.
Thanks, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.